Good morning. 8:21 on April 1st, 2013. No, it's not. It's 2016. Yeah, no, April Fool's today. I'm completely lacking in anything approaching imagination for any kind of April Fool joke today, so. It's cold. It's 34. It's sun is going to heat the place up here pretty soon, I think. But I'm wearing my thermals. I got my fleece cap on because it's a chilly walking here this morning. So I don't know what to talk about today. I don't have anything really burning a hole in my brain. I've been reading Maggie Hogarth's Dream Healers series. It's just as good as the first one. And she started the third book. It's a pretty short book, so won't take too long. Kid is due back from New York today. They should land in Denver sometime late morning. I have no idea when they're going to be back here in Greeley, but probably early afternoon. It'll take them an hour or more to get all the baggage straightened out, loaded up, and put into buses, and then get the buses up here. Will take an hour at least. So, we'll see. I'm going to go home, make breakfast. I set my wife the task of figuring out what she wanted for breakfast. And when I get home, I will make it for her. Thank you to Anita yesterday for reminding me that, there's this file that I need to upload and process. And I could have sworn I've done it, but clearly hadn't. So, yesterday, late in the day, Anita reminded me, and I finally got her message and posted. So, yesterday I was talking about Yog's Law, the money flows to the author, toward the author. And it's one of those very curious breakdowns, I guess. It's like the Public Library Association not understanding what exactly self-publishing consists of. Because all they hear at the horror stories, all they see is the traditional pub narrative. So, yes, all of the books. Every book that is self-published is flawed because it doesn't have anyone's seal of approval on it. As if the seal of approval removes any possibility of flaw. So I've got a I wrote up a little piece about it. I don't know if I'm going to put it on Syphil blog or if I'll write up a post for Rocky Mountain Fiction Writers. I just saw a review of one of the Rocky Mountain Fiction Writers titles, and I was thinking, oh, I've been waiting for this book to show up, because years ago I heard Warren Hammond read a little excerpt from the book, and I thought, oh, this is cool, this is great. It's science fiction, it's really lovely. It's also like $13.95 because it's a Harper Voyager book. Warren. So today is April 1st. Today, first day of the month, what I need to do is go home and write 5,000 words after breakfast. Because if I'm going to get this book out by May, I've got to get it done like now. So I've got time for Karen Conlon to rustle it down.
Good morning.
Correct all the problems in it. And then I could put it out in May. And then I gotta get the paperback book for. I've got two that don't have paper. I was noticing the other day. I still haven't done South Coast in paper. I still have to do Ashes in paper. Monday, the review site comes online. That's all set on automatic. I have to get the whole month of April is on auto. Most of May, I will have to start soliciting new reviews sometime in May. Once people have had a chance to see what's going on with it, perhaps we'll get more different people reviewing. Now, right at the moment, I've got a half a dozen reviewers. Some of them have sent, I think Samantha Dunaway Bryant sent me 10. I tried to spread them out a bit so that nobody is putting a review up twice in the same week. Ryan Toxopius has got 6 or so. A couple that I didn't post because they weren't really recommendations. They were, yeah, this book was okay. It had a couple of flaws. This is what I thought about it. It's not what I want. It's like, okay, tell me the books you loved. Tell me the books you really, really liked. Don't tell me the books that were okay. And for some people, this is not going to be a good experience because they're writing, their reviews are a bit scattershot. They're a bit... We'll see how it works out. It's an experiment. We're going to try it. We're going to see how it works. And maybe it'll be good. Maybe it won't. My back and neck are sore this morning for some reason. It's not like I slept on it wrong or anything. It just seems kind of lame. Oh, hush, dog, hush. You gonna chase me all the way to the corner? No. Okay. I am so hungry this morning. I don't know quite why. I had a good dinner last night. I even had a little dessert. My tummy is talking to me this morning saying, yo, dude, throw us a bone. Something. Oh, there, this better. I've headed east along the Great Eastern Reach here, heading up to the Monk Post. The sun has come up from behind the little cloud patch. It's beating on me. It's delightful. Dogs. Dog day. Oh, look. Green leaves. Monk post. Yes. Butted out. Little leaves poking through. Lovely. The aspens here along the street are laden with little catkins. There's already some weeds popping up. Grass is greening up. Won't be long, I'll be out of the parka and thermals and into t-shirts. I'm trying to stay cool in the morning. Thighs are sore this morning. I wonder why. I wasn't walking particularly fast yesterday, at least based on the length of the file that I finally turned in. I feel like I've been doing 15-minute miles here. So what else am I thinking about? There's... Yaug's Law, also known as fraud spotting. What else? There was another one that I wrote. Oh, that was about the art of the schmooze cruise. I'm trying to get people to understand that even introverts don't have to be crippled in social environments. I ran it by one of the people in Sifu, and they said, well, yeah, but okay, this is good. This is all good. What about people who are already engaged in a conversation? How do you get into that without feeling like an intruder? And, of course, a lot of it has to do with what the context might be. At cons, it's generally two kinds of things where you might feel like, oh, okay. One is the mixer, the meet and greet, the reception, the whatever you want to call it, where everybody goes into a ballroom and there may be a cash bar, an open bar, there may be noshing. There will certainly be kvetching. And the other is at a dinner table where there's some sort of luncheon going on. And you get to sit with 10 people you've never seen before. What do you do? You keep from being overwhelmed. I remember the feeling in my first con. And then I realized, well, this is kind of silly because everybody's here. We're all here for the same reason. We have at least that much in common. We have at least that much common ground. We have at least that much to talk about. And while imposter syndrome is a real thing, there are a lot of people who think, oh, I'm not really all that. I just happen to get lucky, you know, it's not really anything to write home about. And you're right, it's not. The other side of it is pretty much everybody there has the same feeling, except for a few really egocentric individuals who think that they really are all that in a bag of crisps. And you don't worry about those people. These days in particular, people don't go to these events to sit in a room. Although, there's a certain... I have been to cons where I have spent most of the convention in my room writing. Particularly when I was in my doctoral program. I spent... I remember one delightful trip to... I think it was Montreal. Not Montreal, Toronto. And had a room overlooking the lake. Was way up high. I had a couple of panels I had to go to, but other than that, my time was largely free. It was an accessibility, blindness and visual impairment conference. And I had a dissertation due. So I spent like 3 days writing. It was wonderful. It was terrific. But by and large, people don't go there to be alone. They go there to meet up with old friends. They go there to meet new friends. They go there to be social. They go there to do things, to see people, to talk, to schmooze. So while I was talking about social media, they were talking about, well, is that, oh yeah, how do you meet people? I meet people at a con. The easiest way is to walk up and say, hi, I'm whoever you are. Who are you? What do you do? Do you write? Do you read? You an editor? You an agent? What do you do? Do you like it? Is it fun? It's just so, there's so much stuff you can talk about that you don't have to be brilliant over. Step it up here a little bit and let this lady with the dog come along. There we go. Yeah, I worked up a sweat. But I am at the back gate and I am more than ready for breakfast. But tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.